good evening, and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week I try to bring you the best in all sorts of Jewish music, and particularly Chazanis. You know, that's the second hour. The first hour is a mixture of everything but Chazanis. I was listening to my program from last week, and I guess I did have a little jet lag, but hopefully the jet lag is long gone, and I'm back with you. And Sal, thanks for all your help in seeing that everything is working properly. Got a lot of good music lined up this evening, and I remind you that if you want to reach me, it's very simple. You go to CBJ Music, CBJ Music, at AOL.com, CBJ Music at AOL.com. I'm going to try and work something out. Longtime listeners know that one time I had a segment on the program. It was called Name That Chazan. And I haven't been able to do that because I don't have three or four phone lines. But I think I'm going to try it in the next week or two. We're going to go on to the internet, and I'm going to play, you know, Name That Chazan. And obviously, you're at the computer, and you just write to me, email me, and you know, whoever correctly identifies the three cantors wins the prize. And I'm excited about doing that. I'm excited about doing that again. Name That Chazan. So I'm excited about working on that. It's a lot of fun. But that's for the second hour. But let's get to right to the first hour, and we're going to start with the Moscow Ensemble, and they're going to be singing Hamavdil. Oh no, Havdola, the Moscow Choir Ensemble.
Ach, velo, efot, Tio, zive, zim, rasio, Adoy, sham, vayhi, Yaakov,
vai hod im hai sa sim kho mi sa sa mi kho vai hod im hai sa ra ra mi sim kho mi sa sa mi kho sim kho mi sa sa mi kho
That was Leonid Bornstein from the Moscow Ensemble of Jewish Music with Havdalah. Well, many of you know that one of the things that I really enjoy, a lot of things I enjoy, but it's choirs, particularly boys' choirs. And I'm going to be playing a few different recordings for the next few minutes. The first selection is from the Pirkei Efrat. So I'm trying to keep my mic closer so I don't turn away. I know it's a problem. It is a problem, but someday I'll figure it out. I'll figure out how to work these controls. Anyway, let's hear. This is Pirkei Efrat with Malachei HaShalom. Malachei HaShalom.
Malachei HaShalom, Kohachem LeShalom. Baruchuni l'shalom Malachei ha-shalom Boachem l'shalom Baruchuni l'shalom Malachei ha-shalom Boachem l'shalom Baruchuni l'shalom Malachei ha-shalom, bo'achem l'shalom, baruchuni l'shalom. Boachem l'shalom, baruchuni l'shalom. Malachei ha-shalom, boachem l'shalom, baruchuni l'shalom. Malachei ha-shalom, boachem l'shalom, baruchuni l'shalom. לשלום בואכם לשלום ברכוני
Not delightful. I am a little biased, to say the least. I really do like children's choirs. I like adult choirs too, and you know that I have this shtick that someday we're going to form a choir here in the metropolitan area that'll rival the Johannesburg choir and the ones in Australia and in England and all over the world and in Jerusalem. We have a lot of great singers here, and it's just a question, I think, of our finding a choir leader, something like that. Okay, that's one of my my long-term goals. I haven't been able to get that one going. Got a few other projects. I'll tell you about them in the next few weeks or another month or so. I'm working on something very interesting, very, very exciting. It has to do with Chazonis. Okay, another choir. This is about a dozen years ago, the Sheba Choir. This is a group that was directed by someone by the name of Shlomo Gronich. And it's all young children from Ethiopia. And I'm looking at the album, and they're just a delightful group of about a dozen. And I guess they're no longer little kids. It would be interesting to see if they're still doing anything in the terms of Jewish music. So let's hear the Sheba Choir. Again, young kids from Ethiopia, and a very interesting version of Adon Olam. You remember we were having an Adon Olam marathon, so it's continuing a little bit. Sheba Choir.
Ah!
That was the Sheba Choir, led by Shlomo Gronach. By the way, some people were curious as to what I was playing during the first half hour. You know, from 8:30 to 9, I'm testing to see that everything is working, and everything was not working. But for those of you who caught some of it, that was from an album called Brave Old World, Klezmer Group, Brave Old World. Okay, yeah. Well, when you think of boys' choirs, of course, in the metropolitan area, you have to think of the Miami Boys Choir, among others. And let's hear from their album. This is the Simcha Song album. And let's hear Asher Bora. Miami Boys Choir. Well, where was the choir there, I guess? They were there someplace. Well, there's a lot of weddings coming up. I'll talk more about that later, but tomorrow I'm actually starting my drive up to Toronto to attend the wedding of a dear friend, yes, Zevi Muller. I'm looking forward to seeing the whole Muller Mishpacha, and I'll tell you more about that later. So I'll be playing not just later in honor of Zevi's marriage, but next week or two I'll intersperse some wedding songs and wedding selections. And now this is really not a wedding song, but you do have Bowie Kala, the Sabbath Queen. Welcome, the Sabbath Queen. So let's hear Bowie Vishalom, and this is Camp Shalva. a Camp Shalva album, and Nigune Moshe Goldman. It's from a Shabbat album of Camp Shalva.
Bye.
Okay, I'm Shalva. Okay, I said Shabbos or the Sabbath queen, but obviously it's the Shabbos bride, and I have brides on my mind. Yeah, okay, it's that time of year. It is. Many of you are familiar with the Safam group. They came, about 30, 35 years ago. They were pretty much a lot of guys out of New Jersey. And I confess that I really enjoy their, I do enjoy their music. I enjoy a lot of the music, in case you didn't, get that. This is a classic of theirs. It's called World of Our Fathers, and it sort of describes the Jewish condition. It gets a little negative along the way, and then it ends up rather positively, but it's a classic. This is Safam from a 1980 album, from the album Sons of Safam, and it's World of Our Fathers.
America in 1904, I was fleeing persecution and the army of the Tsar. Reached Ellis Island alone and half insane, so I left there with a different name. If it wasn't for my people, I don't know what I'd do. And I thank the Lord above me that I was born a Jew. They sheltered me and fed me till I got on my feet. And my mother's words came back to me. Just don't forget where you came from, my son, and the world of your fathers you'll soon leave behind. Just keep the faith of your people wherever you go. They're a friend you will find. I was just another greenhorn looking for a job. I prevailed upon a landsman to finally take me on. Worked as a peddler 10 hours every day. In the evening I brought home my pay. Scrimped, then I saved till I put enough aside. Then I sent it to my father, his passage for to buy. Money for the steerage and money for the bride. It was 4 years since my mother died. I won't forget where I came from, my mother. Each day in the synagogue I pray for you. I've built a life for us here in America. How proud you would be if you knew. Yay! My sisters and my baby brother too. Then we moved up to New England near some people that we knew. I made a bit of money in Boston's old North End, which we gradually learned how to spend. A bunch of little citizens I brought into this world, but most of them were no goods who squandered while I toiled. Sophisticated Americans they very soon became. Of their father they would grow ashamed. Just don't forget where we came from, my children. The world of our fathers is what made us strong. Don't sell your souls for the thrills of America. What price must you pay to belong? Grandchildren children are grown. And the one who is a doctor even keeps me in his home. He says to me, mein Zayde, when the children learn to speak, abyssal Yiddish you should teach them. The time, so many times, when I feared that all was lost. We had come so far so fast that I wondered what the cost. But now I see my father's world begin to rise in my great-grandchildren's eyes. Yay-da-da in America. Yay-da-da in America. Yay-da-da in America. Yay-da-da, yay-da-da.
Yay-da-da in America.
Oh, well, technical problems. I can't believe it. I looked at the computer and all of a sudden it was blank, but Saul got to me and I see all the dials are working, and hopefully I'm back with you. I'm pretty sure that it's coming through. Okay, that was World of Our Fathers. World of Our Fathers, and we've been listening to Safam. You'll be able to hear this on the archive. It's a great selection, World of Our Fathers, from around 1980. Now, those of you who listen to my program over the years, you know that a favorite of mine was I'll Call Ayla. I'll Call Ayla, and I remember once I did something rather different. I took about 15 versions of I'll Call Ayla and I put it all together into one long, beautiful song. And I think I had a contest to try to figure out who was singing. But this is one of the better versions. Of course, Yoram Gaon is excellent, but I'm going to play another Safam selection. This is from the album Bittersweet, a 1983 album of Safam's. Again, it's a classic. I'll Call Ayla.
Al harevash ve al haoketz, al hamar ve hamatok, al bitenu hatinoket shmoreli hatok, al haesh amivoeret. Al ha'mayim azakim, al ha'ish ha'shav ha'bayta min ha'merchakim. Al kol eyle, al kol eyle, shmor na li eli ha'to. Al ha'devash ve'al ha'okeh. Al hamar ve hamatok. Like the bee that brings the honey needs a stinger to compete, so our children learn to use the bitter with the sweet. And to keep the fires burning in the night and in the day, for the men who are returning from so far away. Don't uproot what has been planted. May our efforts never cease. Let our dearest wish be granted. us peace. For the sake of all these things, Lord, may your mercy be complete. For the stinger and the honey and the bitter
that's a Safam with Al Kolela, the bitter and the sweet, the honey and the stinger of the bee. It's a wonderful selection, to say the least. Well, I hope you're sticking with me. We did have a technical problem. I don't know how it happened, but it does. By the way, this is being recorded, so you can catch anything that you might have missed. You can catch it on the archive. By the way, speaking of the archive, I was with my computer consultant last night, Kalman, and he gave me a great surprise. There's a tutorial that shows you how to advance on the archive. So if you follow the tutorial, which is on the opening page of the archive, and listen to it, he explains how to fast forward. I know a lot of people were complaining that they didn't like to have to listen to the entire hour to get to a particular selection. So now you can advance it and you can rewind it. And I hope that that tutorial will help you. Of course, you could be listening to the whole program. You don't want to miss any of this great music, but I understand. Okay, Mendy Wald. I haven't heard from him for a while. This is from the album Sameach, and the selection is Ein Anachnu.
Ein anachnu maspikim,
That's Mendy Wald and Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you're enjoying the program so far, what you're able to get of it. what can I tell you? You know, technical problems do occur, especially when you're somewhat of a novice. I've only been doing this for 33 years. No, actually, I haven't been running the controls myself for 33 years. This is just something new, although... No, I take that back. When I was at Seton Hall, I did run the controls for 18 years. But this is a little different. There was an engineer to always watch over. Okay, it happens once in a while. Okay, cbjmusic@aol.com if you have any comments or requests. And if you are a lover of Chazanis, you know, I just want to make a note to you that if you've been to the archive, if you've been listening for a while, you know, I had a thing called Guest Chazanis Lover, GCL, where people would call me, or I would call them, do it live, or I could pre-record it and just schmooze a little bit for a few minutes and then play two of your favorite cantorial selections. Now, I know that the majority of you who are listening are listening via the archive. The majority of you are listening at some other time. And you're also listening from around the world. So let me make this offer. I will be very happy to call you. I don't care where you are, in Australia, Israel, South Africa. And you can be a guest Chazanis lover. I'll pre-record a little interview, and then I'll play two of your favorite cantorial selections. That's during the second hour. So I know some of you may feel a little bit left out. You thought that because of the time zone problem here, it's about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning in Israel. I will pre-record an interview with you as a guest Chazanis lover, and we'll get to that during the second hour. Let's go to Gershon Voroba, 1998 album. It's called Turn It Around, and let's hear Sameach. This is Gershon Voroba. Sameach.
Sameach tesamach reim ha'ahuvim ki sameach acho yitzircho b'gan Eden mikedem sameach tesamach reim Sameich acho yitzircho b'gan neiden mikedem sameach di samach reim reim ahuvim ki sameicha cho yitzircha began eiden mikedem Samach Reim Reim Ahuvim Kisameicha Cho Yitzircha Vegan Eden Mikedem Samach Reim Ha'ahuvim Kisameicha Cho Yitzircha Began Eden Mikedem Sameach Tisamach Reim Reim Yitzircha Began Eden Mikedem Sameach Tisamach Reim Reim Ahuvim Ki Sameicha Cho Yitzircha Began Eden Mikedem
Nice and easy music. Yes, I hope you enjoyed that. That was Gershon Voroba. We're next here from Moshe Yes. I lost track of Moshe Yes. I'll never forget Larry Gordon came to the studio at Seton Hall when I was there in 1980. Wow, it's 30 years ago. And he said he wanted to bring a group that had just recorded a wonderful album. It was the Megama, I think they call it Megama Duo, and it was Moshe Yes and Levine, my Zadie, and there's so many really, really good selections on that album, and Shalom Levine, yes, and then they split up, and I don't know where Moshe Yes is, but let's hear Shabbos on my mind. Moshe, yes. Let me just see if I have the right selection. This is cut 7. Oh, no, here it is. Okay. Sholem Levine. Moshe, yes.
My Zadie, live with us. If I seem a little distant with a twinkle in my eye, there's a very special reason you will find. Today is on a Tuesday and the kids learn Olive Bass, and you know that I got Shabbos on my mind. Yes, I walk against the many as they're groping in the night, and I've tried to share the Torah in a rhyme. And the boys are now bar mitzvah, and Wednesday night is here, and you know that I got Shabbos on my mind. And Thursday sees a chuppah, and the weather is getting cold, and the Torah scroll is turning, and we are growing old, and the jokers and the scoffers, they're running out of time, and you know that I got Shabbos, yeah, you know I got Shabbos on my mind. It's a Friday morning sunrise, no time to mess around. I'm the old man who doven right on time, and your prayers get more sincere as old friends pass away, and you know that I got Shabbos on my mind. And there is no deception, 'cause he knows just who you are. A hunger to be holy while feeling very far. And the jokers and the scoffers, they're running out of time. And you know that I got Shabbos, yeah, you know I got Shabbos on my mind. It's a Friday evening sunset, no time to mess around. I'm the old man who doven right on time, and your prayers get more sincere when old friends pass away, and you know that I got Shabbos, yeah, you know I got Shabbos, you know I got Shabbos on my mind.
Well, that was the Moshe Yes with Shabbos on my mind. Little bit of my Zadie, little update from 20 years prior, but get ready for an hour of Chazonis as we hear the theme song in the background. Stay with me, another few minutes, we'll be into the Chazonis.